Hey, I'm Kaylee Cuoco, and you're listening to episode 103 of This Blonde Can Talk About Anything with your host, Melanie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 103 of This Blonde Can Talk About Anything. I'm your host, Melanie, with two L's because the spelling of your name doesn't change from one week to the next. Thanks to the power of AI, my introductions are getting wilder and wilder by the week. I don't intend on continuing to use AI celebrity voices to introduce the show, but I did record like 10 of those, and I think that they're kind of amusing, so I'm going to continue to use them. And full disclosure, like, I'm not pretending that they're real. In case you want a good laugh, I just spent 5 minutes recording without my mic on. I don't know where my brain is these days. I'm not sure if I mentioned last week, but I'm dealing with allergies again. So it's been a week. It's been a rough week because I'm dealing with my chronic insomnia. For those of you who don't know, chronic insomnia means it doesn't go away. It's always there and it's nagging and it's exhausting and it robs you of your life and your days and your nights and just, yeah. But yeah, I'm back on steroids and they make you really sick. So it's been a rough week. My stomach has been in a constant state of upset. And I just haven't been feeling well to the point that I had to decline an audition. And then I did one today, but it wasn't great. But I already knew that I before I did it, that I would not get it because they sent me a like a reference image. And the person in the photo does not look anything like me. And my body type is completely wrong. So I know I'm not going to get it, but I am so dedicated to my acting that I'm willing to attempt to become anybody that I'm needed to be. So there's that. Full disclosure, I am recording on the mini mic today. So if it sounds a little weird, that's why. But I actually find the mini mic sounds better than the heavy duty, much more expensive mic that I have been using for the better part of the existence of this podcast. I have like plans to replace it as well as introduce the bumper music and blah, 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 but I'm moving in a couple of weeks. So I don't want to buy any more equipment or like just, I don't need to add to the stuff that I already have to pack up and bring with me. I have so much stuff. I have 400 pairs of shoes. It's nuts. But I am actually not here today to talk about my steroids, my allergies, my insomnia, my packing, my shoes, or anything else. This is actually a bit of an unplanned episode, like a topic that I had never planned on really tackling, if you will. But the show is called This Blonde Can Talk About Anything, which means the topic can quite literally be anything. So this is something that I think some of my listeners might actually take personally, and maybe that's with good reason. And I say this because I know some of my listeners personally, and I know that some of them partake in what I'm about to discuss. So why are we here? Why is this the topic? WWE superstar Kevin Owens. By the way, Kevin Owens, Kevin, I'm sending all the good vibes to Kevin, his family, his wife. I don't know why I said his family and his wife, like they're two separate things. But I'm just sending an abundance of love to, Kevin and family because he's currently, you know, out of competition, if you will, out of action, due to a neck injury that requires surgery. Kevin is very precious to me for reasons that do not need to be discussed on this podcast, but he is a very, very important part of my life. So I'm wishing him all the best in terms of recovery, but that is not why I'm here or why we're here to discuss this. Kevin appeared on a podcast. A friend sent it to me. I don't follow like what he's doing in his day-to-day life. Anywho, so he appeared on Chris Van Vliet's, I think that's how you say it, Chris Van Vliet's podcast. And I'm going to play a clip for you now about, I mean, it's what he had to say. This is prefacing what I'm going to discuss. So here is a clip for reference. Full credit to Chris Van Vliet's podcast. This content does not belong to me. It belongs to Chris Van Vliet. I am just using it here as a way to segue into what I'm going to be discussing, which is like when it is and isn't appropriate to approach celebrities and how it's appropriate to do so and why this topic bothers me. So let's get in. I'll get into that in a minute. Let's get into that. Let's get into what Kevin had to say on the subject.
Don't follow us at the airport. And that one's like, that's that one that people should take that to heart.
That feels personal.
Yeah. You know, we love our fans. We really do. And what I do now at airports is I come and when they're all waiting for their autographs, I just go, I don't sign at the airport, but I'll gladly take a picture with you. And when I say that, 20 of them turn around and, oh.
What?
So, yeah. So, because they're not there to be fans.
Because they're going to sell it on eBay?
Yeah. Which I don't really have a problem with. But I just got to the airport. I'm either tired. I go to work. So I, you know, and sometimes, man, like when we get to an airport and it's 5 or 6 people, okay. But nowadays, we get there, man. 40, 50 people. Sometimes it feels like you're like they get around. You can't move. It's like very, it's overwhelming for me. And I know, like, I've seen it done, like, to the girls.
Okay. So if you want to hear the rest of what he had to say, because there was more, I'll link Chris Van Vliet's full podcast in my stories and bio for the week. And you guys can go there and you can hear the rest of the interview for yourself. But that little bit is enough to set up what I'm about to get into. First of all, I want to say on Kevin's behalf that I know for a fact, like with complete conviction, not a single doubt, that when he says he loves his fans, he really means that. And the fact that he is willing to take photos at the airport is proof of that for sure. I've never stalked anybody in an airport, full disclosure. I know one person who is a huge WWE fan. And Sarah, if you're listening, this is not about you. So Sarah goes to the airport every time WWE comes to, you know, her city. And she doesn't really ask for autographs, but she does ask for photos. And Kevin has always, from what I've been told, I'm not there, so I'm hearing this secondhand. From what I've been told, Kevin has always been very gracious and has always indulged her and taken the photos and all of that. So the thing about Sarah, and the reason I'm mentioning, you know, Sarah personally, is because I know what she does when she goes to the airport, because she's told me. She doesn't ask for more than what people are willing to give. Now, personally, I'm not somebody who would go to the airport for any reason, because I think it's weird. I mean, unless it's to pick up my friend, you know, who's coming to visit me and I want to hold up a sign that says, you know, welcome home from prison, Natasha. But no, I don't go to the airport unless I'm going somewhere. But Sarah does. And Sarah does it because we all have heroes, right? It's fair to say. And these are her heroes. Like, WWE superstars have made life easier for Sarah. So her wanting to go there and take photos with them and tell them what, you know, they've done for her, it's not offensive, and it's not like, she's not doing it with an intention to make money, and she's not doing it for likes. She's doing it because she wants those people to know that life is better for her because, you know, they do what they do. And I get that, because I've met some of my heroes and I've been able to tell them what they've meant to me. And it's always like a really good, it's been a good response. Like, they say, don't meet your heroes, but it's been the complete opposite for me. And people have said to me, oh, I met this person and they were an asshole. And it, like, that the same, very same person will be like holding my hand, thanking me as I'm telling them, your work is the reason that I do what I do. Your work is the reason that I'm, you know, still breathing. So I'm not saying don't approach people that you appreciate, but what I am saying is, for the most part, stay the fuck away from the airport. Stay away from the fucking hotels. Like, this is too much. Like, this is about boundaries. So I am not better than anybody else, but I am an actor, and I have been on both sides of this situation. I've been on the side where I'm on, you know, the red carpet side, I'm not going to lie to you. I have, you know, I've been a fan. I've been in what is called a fan zone, which is a designated area where fans can go. This is like during a film festival, or if they're holding an event for like a big movie. A fan zone is a designated area where fans can go and meet people, celebrities, actors, whatever, musicians, you know, with the intention of getting an autograph, a selfie, or if you're me, you just want to tell them what they mean to you. I highly encourage anybody who wants to go to a fan zone to go, because it's fun, but it's a long day. Like, I remember waiting all day from like 9 a.m. until I think 7 o'clock at night for Mandy Patinkin, because I thought that he was going to have so many fans, and being short, that he would not be able to see me. But I was the only one there for him. And when he got out of the car, he like started clapping and came straight to me, because obviously he had seen my social media posts, and I look the way I do, so it's not hard to miss me. And Mandy and I had a really great interaction, and he sent me videos, you know, wishing me happy birthday. And I was just at his concert like 2 weeks ago, which was amazing. So I'm not discouraging it, because you can have a really good interaction with somebody and tell them what they mean to you, but you can do it in a way that's not creepy. And, you know, he knew that there would be fans there. I'm sure he expected there'd be more than me, and there wasn't, but that's okay, because we had a moment, and it's a moment that stuck in his mind, and a moment that lives in my heart like forever. I met Bill Nye, not the science guy, the actor, in passing, like totally by accident. And I was like, thank you so much for, you know, your contribution to film. And he grabbed my hand and he looked at me and he said, oh my God, I wish there was more people like you. Like, nobody says thank you. And that kind of broke my heart, because he's an older man. But in that fan zone area, on the same day, I actually met two of my best friends, like current best friends. They're going to be lifelong best friends. They are stuck with me. So my friend Natasha, that I talk about often, I met her. She was a fan and I was a fan. And we were waiting. I'm not going to say what carpet it was. We were waiting at a carpet. And there was an actor in the film who's kind of, he's known but unknown. Like, I don't know how I would explain that, and is one of my best friends. But I met him fan zoning, and nobody really knew who he was or cared. And I'm standing there and I'm like, I think you're the next Marlon Brando. And he's just like, oh my God. And we ended up being friends. So celebrities are just people. It's okay to approach them. But like, I've seen too many fucking weird things that people are willing to do to get closer to a celebrity, to the point that they seem to forget that they're just people. A lot of, you know, I'll have people say things to me, people who are chasing autographs to sell on the internet, who will say things to me like, you're not an actress. No, I am an actress. I'm just not a celebrity. And that's okay, because there's a lot of actors and actresses who are not celebrities, or who do not, you know, reach that level of notoriety, if you will, until they're much older. Like, for example, Bryan Cranston. That's a story. but Bryan Cranston told me, like, to my face, you know, it took me 30 years for people to know my name. And it was like, I don't understand that, because you're so brilliant. But, you know, I met my mentor, actually, from being in a fan zone, trying to meet Bryan Cranston. And that didn't work out for me. You know, he went the other way, and I was heartbroken because I was at that time, you know, deeply in depression, and I wanted to let Brian know that his work was, you know, kind of saving my life in a lot of ways. And it didn't work out that day, but it worked out in the long run because I got to be, I got to work, you know, on his film, Wakefield, and I got to do, I was doing hosting Q&As for it, and I did all the PR stuff, and I got to meet Brian, and in a way that I could actually talk to him and have like a meaningful engagement. That's what I mean by it's a story. And I'm going to keep it to myself because it's very precious. And I've told versions of it on here, but not the full extent. But so being in a fan designated area with the hope of meeting somebody that you love is totally okay. But you have to go into that with the understanding that they might not be in the mood for that. For example, in, you know, not that long ago, a few months ago, there was an actor, I'm not going to name him, who I love dearly for many reasons. And somebody asked him, you know, if they could hug him. And they were holding a camera in his face, and he was not very receptive to the idea, but very willingly and very happily and very kindly hugged me and embraced me. And, you know, we had this really great moment where, you know, my feelings were exchanged, and he sort of like accepted them and like reciprocated in a way where he was thankful for my support, I guess you could say, and my admiration of his work, but more so my admiration of him as a human being. And I think that's the thing with me is that because I'm an actor, I still see the people behind these larger than life personas. But people who are not, you know, who have never been on either side of it, they don't get it. For example, again, not naming names, one of my friends is a pretty successful actor, and I was at the premiere for his film. John Stamos was there, and John Stamos would not interact with fans on the basis that this was not his premiere, and he was here to be, you know, supportive. And I had a good conversation with John inside the theater because I was a guest, and I had been on the carpet myself. And then on the way out, I was walking out with my friend, and there was a man standing there with a stack. Like, I'm not talking two or three. I'm talking like 30, 8x10 photos for him to sign. And my friend was signing them. And then I kind of got upset when he got to like the 10th photo. And I was like, that's enough. Like, we have to go. Because I know this is just going to end up on eBay. And in a lot of ways, I like get a job. Like, selling other people's autographs for a living is really invasive and disgusting, and I don't get it. Personally, I'm not really an autograph collector. I do have some autographs. I have two Tom Brady's. Both of them were gifted to me by Tom Brady, and they mean a lot to me because of what Tom Brady means to me. And if you know me, you know that he means like the world to me. So I hold them dear. I have like a few others that I hold dear. I have a Marlon Brando. Yes, it's real. How I obtained it is none of your business. That's one of my heroes. I have a Marlon Brando, and I have a few others. And I have a Matt Damon signed on a photo of himself dressed as Tom Brady, which was just basically a joke, something that I did in a fan zone, a designated area where Matt Damon signed this photo for me. And it was really, it was just a joke. And I really just did it because I was there, you know, with my friends, and we were waiting for a movie that was going to premiere later in the day. But I'm a huge Matt Damon fan. So I'm like, why not just go to his carpet and have a moment, have an exchange. So that's what happened there. But this is what happens. This is a prime example. Excuse me, I need to take a drink. My throat's a little, you know, dry. It must be because I talk so much. Okay. So I went to a carpet with my friends, and a Florence Pugh, I'm going to drop the name. Florence Pugh was the star of this movie, and she was actually sick, and she still showed up, which is really great of her. And she actually, one of my friends wanted, you know, to meet Florence, and she actually did come over, and she drew a heart for my friend because she wanted to get a tattoo from Florence. My friend, to be fair, is a screenwriter. These were all just like a group of ragtag theater kids, improv kids, you know, cinematographers. We're all in this industry, and we all go up to people that we admire and, you know, approach them with the intention of being able to let them know that they've changed our life in some way. So my friend got, you know, this one signature. It's not a signature. It was, she drew a heart. And Florence did only like a very small group of fans, and then she kind of waved and went inside. Now, you heard Kevin in that little clip talk about how, you know, they get swarmed at the airport. Well, because Florence didn't sign a whole bunch, you know, in the designated area, a bunch of people, and I'm not saying fans because they're not fans, went around back. And it's not uncommon for people to go around the back of the building and stand there for 2 hours hoping to meet, you know, whoever's there. And I'm guilty of having done it once myself for it was for Jessica Chastain. And I knew she wouldn't mind. And that's the only reason why I did it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have. So back to Florence. When Florence came out of the building, she immediately went into her car. Keep in mind, she was not feeling well. She was sick. And a group of people swarmed her car and started banging on it. Do you think that when you are banging on her car, that she is not fucking terrified of you? Do you think she's going to open the car door and say, oh, let me sign all your autographs that you want to sell on eBay? No. Doing things like that is really ruining those experiences for genuine fans who just want to say, hey, you changed my life, or hey, you saved my life, or hey, I decided to become an actor because I watched you. Like, it's terrible. The things that I've seen and heard, my God. My God. I've been in airports with celebrities and not even said a word to them because we're flying on the same flight. Like, who cares? I'm not saying that if I'm sitting in, you know, the lounge and Ben Affleck is sitting there that I might not go over and say, hi, Ben. Like, I'm a big fan of your work. Very calmly. I have actually seen Ben in the wild a few times in Los Angeles at the, I'm not going to say where because I don't want people to go there and look for him, with his children. And I have never approached him because he was with his children. And that is a line that you don't cross. Similarly, I seen Justin Timberlake hiking at, you know, Runyon Canyon, and I didn't go approach. I'm a fan. But I didn't approach him because he was just trying to get a workout in. And the weirdest celebrity encounter I ever had, it was in Hollywood. Of course, it's, you know, has to be in Hollywood. That's why it's the weirdest. Nick Jonas coming out of the bathroom at Starbucks, which it was a unisex bathroom. And he just like, it's all yours. And I was just like, oh, wow. And I just, whatever, like I shrugged it off. Again, I'm a fan. But I wasn't about to be like, oh, can we take a picture? Or can I have your autograph or whatever? Because what the fuck? And really, I don't collect autographs. But there are like some people make this their whole life and their whole personality, and they don't actually care who they're getting a photo of or with, I should say, or whose autograph they're getting. They just care that it's a famous person. They know when every single famous person is coming to town, it is very fucking weird. For example, Saturday Night Live star Sarah Sherman was doing a show somewhere. I don't want to say where. And I went to the show and I met her after the show, you know, chatted with her after the show. We took a picture, whatever. And then I seen on Instagram somebody else that I knew. Like, I know this person, but we're not friends, but we know each other in passing. Had been at the airport waiting for her and, you know, chased her through the airport. I seen the same person chasing pretty much Demi Moore, Chloe Fineman, Emma Chamberlain, like anybody who's at the airport, they know. So literally they have nothing better to do than track flights. I don't even know how to track my own flight, so I will definitely not be tracking anybody else's flight. If you're tracking flights, that's weird. Like, this is really invasive and odd behavior. And it's even worse if you're going to the airport to try and meet a celebrity, to try and get an autograph, to sell on eBay. This is not a way to make money. I mean, I guess it's a way to make money, but it's not an ethical way to make money. It's disgusting. A similar sort of experience. This is a third. It's a third party story. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. I'm telling this story on behalf of a friend. So a friend of mine was outside of a designated area after a film. And she put her hand on J.K. Simmons' back. And the person, the friend that I'm talking about, is the most docile person, most polite, most kind, most genuine, most gentle human being you'll ever meet. So she put her hand on J.K. Simmons' back, and he like turned around and he, you know, he was totally cool with it. Like there was no issue. This guy, who is a quote unquote celebrity vlogger. I don't really, he thinks he's famous, but I don't know why, or he thinks that, or some people encourage it. But anywho, he came up to my friend. I wasn't there again, but I heard it. And he like told her, don't ever touch people. This is disrespectful, blah, 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 blah. And then Kaia Gerber comes out of a building and the same person runs, jumps over a barricade, falls, and scares the living hell out of Kaia Gerber. Why are you running after someone? Why are you jumping a barricade? The same person, Andrew Garfield, said, I don't want to take pictures. The same person managed to corner him, literally corner him, with their video on, and then they take a video of the situation, and they find a point in the video that they can use as a photo, and they do this for attention. I don't understand. You're chasing people into corners that they can't get out of. You're waiting outside of restaurants where they're eating. You're waiting outside their hotels. You're chasing them down at the airport. You're chasing down their cars because you either want a selfie, even though this person means absolutely nothing to you, or you want an autograph or several to sell. Yeah, I needed to take a moment of silence for that because I don't get it. I just don't. Like, I had someone tell me, so one of my Tom Brady autographs is actually on a jersey that he sent me when he switched teams, and it says, happy birthday, Melanie, go Bucks, on the one, and then on the two, Tom Brady, like his signature. Somebody said to me, oh, I would buy that off of you if you just took, you know, the one off so that it, and then replace it. No, this man did this out of the kindness of his heart without like anyone telling him that he should do it. And you think that I'm going to take the one off and sell it to you? You couldn't offer me enough money to sell it because it actually means something to me. Like, I don't get it. I don't. What is the point of chasing people just because they're famous? Like, I told you I went to the Mandy Patinkin concert a couple of weeks ago. There were people there that I know didn't pay to see the show, waiting for photos and autographs after the show. Like, if you can't pay to go inside and experience his art and sit there for like an hour and a half and just exist and just be in that great presence, you don't deserve a photo and an autograph. I'm sorry, you just don't. Another experience from when I was on, you know, that side of it, I arrived at this was in New York, at a premiere. I got out of a car. I'm nothing. I'm nobody. I got out of the car and people started snapping pictures of me, which was really great because when I got out of the car, my dress had like rode up and my underwear was showing. So whoever has those photos, I feel like there will come a day when they will come back to haunt me. Or maybe they just deleted it because they couldn't figure out who I was. And then, so it was an after party. Well, no, that happened on the way into the theater, but then there was an after party. And when we went to leave the after party, there were people lined up, like there was no barricade, there was nothing, and it wasn't safe. And they were there because they wanted Bryan Cranston's autograph. And Bryan has like a rule, he doesn't sign after 8 p.m. But regardless, how did you even find out it's a private party? How did you even find out where it was? I couldn't even find it and I was invited. It's like, I just don't get it. Like, how do you make your whole life stalking celebrities and having no respect for them? That's what I don't understand. Like, these are people who have sleepless nights like me, have allergies like me, have, you know, PMS or whatever. They have all the same ailments as you, me, and Dupree. Like, it's just, I don't understand. And seeing Kevin talking about this really triggered me because, like, I know people who wait outside of hotels for like 8, 9, 10 hours, and then they post it on social media, and then the location gets leaked, and then those people or that person gets accosted, like stalked, because somebody is as like whatever is out of control and can't. They need everybody to know that they met XYZ. Like, it really doesn't matter. I have met so many people that I never posted photos of. I have a photo with them because it means something to me, but I never posted it because why? Because who needs to see it other than me? Who needs to know that moment other than me or the friends that were around? I had an interaction with somebody that I really deeply adore, both as actor and human, not that long ago. And I had like 7 or 8 friends who took videos of our exchange. And I kept the videos because it's a nice memory for me. And maybe, you know, somewhere down the line when we work together, I'm going to be like, hey, do you remember this? Like, this is such a cool moment. Like, it's a full circle moment. We're working together. And I say that matter-of-factly because I believe in myself so much at this point in my life that I know everything that I want is to happen is going to happen. And some people don't like that I have this confidence. And if you don't like it, fuck you, as Christina Aguilera famously said in her song, Not Myself Tonight. Maybe I'm not myself tonight, but whatever. Yeah, I have the videos, but I never posted them. Even though if I did, you know, my 80 whatever thousand followers that I have would freak out and be like, oh my God, how did this happen? Blah, 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 blah. No, I don't care. I don't want to share that moment. That moment was between two people and the friends who were there along the way. But the friends, we keep it, you know, between us. One of my Natasha, she loves Ana de Armas. And my Natasha, like, I own her. She loves Ana de Armas. And she wanted so badly to meet Ana de Armas. And I was so afraid that it wasn't going to be able to happen because she had traveled from Europe to Canada. And I lost my voice. And I'm, like, trying to help. I won't yell. That's not going to happen. But Ana was right in front of me. So I was trying to help her by talking. And it happened. Like, my friend got to take a photo with Ana, and it was a beautiful moment. And it was a very calm moment. And like, once Ana walked away, I was so happy for my friend that we just like leaned into each other and our heads banged together. And it was just like a moment that I'll always remember for as long as I live, because I got to see my beautiful friend meeting someone who meant so much to her. And not screaming and not crying and not asking for an autograph so she could sell it, just a photo so that she could commemorate that moment. And I don't even think I've seen the photo. I think I have, but I don't remember. She never posted it because it was never meant to be seen by others. So basically what I'm saying is, if you're following people in the airport or you're chasing them to their car or you're waiting outside, I know people, I've met people who will wait outside of Comic-Con conventions, whatever, to get free autographs because they don't want to go inside and pay. No, that's not okay. Because listen, these are people who have earned the right to make money off of their own signature. So if you want to go, you know, to Comic-Con and ask someone to sign 30 pictures so that you can sell them on eBay, at least you paid them. So I guess that's okay. I guess that's a different thing. But if you're waiting outside and then bragging that you got it for free, that's weird. I don't get it. I've been to Comic-Con three times in my life. And the first time I brought some kids that I used to babysit, and they didn't know who he was. I met Jason Mewes. I didn't pay for it because he was just walking around and like whatever, being friendly. And then he was saying like, oh, I take donations. I got my table. So I did give a donation, but I didn't pay for it in the sense that like it's $50 or whatever. I did some pictures with him. He was actually shocked because I did one picture with him and I was like, thank you. And he was like, no, it's okay. We can do more. Like we can talk, whatever. And I was like, oh, I just don't want to be like presumptuous and, you know, take his time. And then the second time I went to a convention, I didn't even meet anybody because I was just there with my friend, and we were there. I went to a panel. It was like no big deal. But I did go, not going to lie, full disclosure, I did go to a Comic-Con, whatever, like in September, and paid to meet Lucas Grabeel of High School Musical fame. He plays Brian Evans, Sharpay Evans' brother. And since I identify as Sharpay Evans in real life, I needed to meet Lucas. And it was such a beautiful moment. Actually, it was 3 hours. It was not a busy day. And so after he had finished meeting fans, we basically hung out. Like my friend and I paid for like the photo op, and Corbin Blue was involved with that as well. The photo was really fun. And then we did, you know, we were just at their table. Corbin's table was quite a bit busier, and Lucas and I had such a deep conversation. Like we weren't just sitting there like giggling over High School Musical. We talked about that, but we went so deep. He let me try on, you know, the Ryan Evans High School Musical 3 class ring, a moment that I will treasure for the rest of my life. And I cosplayed as Sharpay, and it was like my inner child coming to life. And if you know me, you've seen the picture because I did share that one. And I had this big, goofy grin on my face that the only other picture that I see myself looking like that, I think I'm about 7 years old, and I'm hugging my grandpa. And if you know me and you know this podcast, you know that my grandpa is like the center of the universe for me. So when I saw that the smiles were the same, it was like, oh, like that wasn't me. That was little me coming out and just geeking out over somebody who meant so much to her. And he is somebody who means so much to me because High School Musical raised me, okay? Like, you don't understand. Troy and Sharpay are my parents. Yeah. Do they know that? No. I met, you know, Zac Efron, had an amazing experience with him. Other people will be like, this is what they'll do. Oh, which version of Zach did you meet? Like, what did his face look like? Because he's so ugly now, but you want his autograph. You don't give a flying fuck about him as a person. I've seen people go almost flying over the barricade, almost push other people over barricades to get autographs to sell, throwing giant cardboards with like the cardboard edges are quite sharp, throwing them in front of people's faces, including my own. I don't do this all the time. This is not something that I do all the time. When there's a film festival and my friends are coming from Europe and Brazil and we're going to do it together, yeah, I go for like 4 or 5 days and we meet people. We don't stalk them. If it doesn't happen, it just doesn't it just doesn't happen, which is probably why there's like a very long list of people that I would love to just be able to thank and have never had the opportunity to meet, because I won't cross those boundaries. And I really wish you guys who are listening to this, who do this, wouldn't do it either. If you are somebody who, like Kevin was saying, you come and he says, I don't sign at the airport, and but I'm happy to take a photo with you, and you don't want to take the photo, you're disgusting. At the very least, even if you don't really want to do the photo, you should take it, because he's offering you his time and his kindness and generosity, and you don't want it because you can't make money off of that selfie. And that's gross. And I'm bothered by it. And it's not only Kevin who gets treated this way. It's a lot of people. People treat, you know, the likes of Robert De Niro this way. And if somebody ever did that to Robert De Niro in front of me, I'm liable to get arrested. That's how much I respect him as a human being, as a man, as an actor, as an artist. Robert De Niro has saved my life more times than he will ever know. I've been angry and his movies have gotten me through it. I've been sad and his movies have gotten me through it. And he actually does know that he has impacted my life, but he doesn't know to what extent. He may never, and that's okay. But at least I have had the opportunity to let him know. I've had the opportunity to thank Bryan Cranston for saving my life. I've had many opportunities. I thank him every second of every day if I could, really. Just, you know, have boundaries and have respect. This is me kind of telling stories about how things have gone well for me, but it's because I approach it in a respectful way. I don't care that much for autographs. There are very few, like I said, there are very few that I even have. And the ones that I do have mean so much to me. The photos that I take with people who mean something to me, I take those photos because there are moments in time that are, you know, they've happened and they're not going to happen again. And I want to be like 80 years old and be like, remember when I hugged this guy that I loved so much and he reciprocated my admiration in some way or another? Or remember that time when I met my best friend while I was on the opposite side of the barricade and he was on the red carpet? Like, I have photos of that. Actually, I have a video of that courtesy of Natasha. Like, it's wild that the experiences that I've had. And when I tell people the experiences that I've had, they don't believe it. And the reason that they don't believe it is because they approach it in a way of, I need to make money from your signature. I'm going to wait here all day and with my 35 pictures. And this is the worst part. They'll go to the red carpet and they'll get an autograph there. And then they'll run to the back and they'll get one there. And then they'll chase them to a party and they'll get one there. And then they'll chase them to their hotel and they'll get one there. And then the next day when they're doing press, they'll chase them from venue to venue, because during a festival, everybody knows what venues are being used. So it's like they will go to everything. And it's weird. Like, my friends and I don't go to everything. But when we do go, we always see the same people. And I've seen them say, oh my God, this is the best. I've seen them ask people walking by, are you famous? Because they want to take a picture. I saw them stop. Oh God, stop a man. He was sharply dressed and he was walking down the street and people were like, can I get a picture? And the guy's like, I'm on a coffee run. Like, he was just like a businessman. I know people who go to the Met Gala every year and try to get pictures. Like, they're not even pictures, guys. It's like they turn on the video and they like shove their faces in, you know, the picture of like as the person's walking by, and then they post it and they're like, I met such and such. Did you meet them though? If they didn't even want to be involved and didn't talk to you and didn't fucking want to take a photo? No, you stalked them and you were invasive. And again, it's disgusting. Imagine traveling from place to place, like country to country, state to state, man, just to like harass a celebrity because it gives you some type of validation. it doesn't matter how many celebrity pictures you have. You're not famous. You're not creating art. You're not changing lives. Like, I don't get it. And hearing Kevin talk about himself being swarmed and some of the girls getting swarmed, you know, Chelsea Green is like also a WWE superstar, one of the nicest people you could meet. And I've heard horror stories about how she treats people at the airport. But here's the thing. She's not doing anything wrong. The people who are harassing at the airport, who she's saying no to, are in the wrong. She has the right to say no. Consent applies, you know, to everything. If she doesn't want to do a photograph with you, no is not being a bitch. No is having boundaries and asserting them. And I actually admire Chelsea so much for that, for everything she's done. You know, I could tell you how wonderful Chelsea is based on like personal interactions that we've had, but I won't because they are personal interactions. But I'm using her as an example. Do not swarm people. Stop stalking people. Get a job, get a hobby, get a life. Don't go, because I know somebody who does this, don't go to New York with your dog and wait outside of 30 Rock all day to get pictures with SNL cast members that you don't even know their names. And I know you don't know their names because you are writing, who is this person? You ask them for a picture because you know they're on TV, but you don't actually know who they are. Make it make sense. I don't get it. I don't understand the appeal, and I never, ever will. I know there are people who wait outside of 30 Rock, you know, excuse me, after Saturday Night Live airs, who take photos with people. And maybe, I don't know if they get autographs because I don't know these people, but I've seen photos. And it's like, I feel like they do it in a respectful way because they are actually fans. If you actually really truly feel like somebody's work has improved your life, by all means, tell them. Because maybe you're the only person who ever will. And then say, would you mind taking a photo? I have told the story. I'm not going to tell it again. If you want to hear it, you know, you can go back in my way, way early episodes and you can hear the story about my chance encounter with Quentin Tarantino. It was a chance encounter that I didn't expect and I did not initiate. And to make, you know, long story short, I ended up in his car. And as we were sitting in the car, we had a really nice conversation. And then I said to him, would you mind taking a photo with me? Because nobody will ever believe that this happened. And he was like, yes, of course, I'll do a photo with you. No problem. And Quentin is actually the only celebrity that I've met. I don't even want to say a celebrity. Can I say it as what I feel it is? The only artist that I met who we exchanged phone numbers. Like, I never would ask a random person for their phone number. But Quentin asked me for my number. And before you get some sick idea, it was nothing, it wasn't salacious or anything like that. He said that he thought I'd be good for a project that he was working on and asked for my information. I gave it to him. And then I said, I don't answer to numbers I don't recognize, so would you mind giving your number? And anyway, that's the end of that. But it was such an innocent interaction and a beautiful interaction. And it was initiated by him, which means he saw something in me that I still haven't figured out what it is, but maybe one day I will. So stop stalking people. If you're listening to this and you know who you are, stop stalking people. If you don't really, more than really love them, leave them alone. I'm not going to lie. I have gone into fan zones and taken up space to help my friends, like the Ana de Armas situation, or there was a Selena Gomez situation where I did the same thing for a different friend. But I have respect for Ana de Armas. I have respect for Selena Gomez. But I would not ask them for something. I will not take it from someone to whom it may mean the world. Like, keep in mind, we're all just like a little bit broken, and there are things that bring us, you know, such joy and bring us back to life in a way. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it makes sense to me. That's the only person it has to make sense to, I guess. And if it doesn't make sense to you and you have any questions, you know where to find me. So to encounter those who have brought us joy and who have, you know, brought us back to life. Like, for example, I'm dying to have an interaction with Ariana Grande because her performance in Wicked has healed my inner child. I have trauma from watching my grandfather die. And he and I, we watched The Wizard of Oz, my mom estimates like over 5,000 times. So Wicked is so, you know, intertwined with The Wizard of Oz. Watching her as Glinda, it healed me in a way. And I see myself in that character. So I would love to tell Ariana, thank you. Thank you for playing a character that reminds me so much of myself. She's so beautiful and she's so over the top and she's so insecure. And I know that feeling of I'm not good enough. But you see people like Ari who step into these roles and it gives you this feeling that you are good enough. And then you should want, but in this case, I want to tell her that because she deserves to know. People deserve to know that their work has impacted you. You don't need to throw a photo out to get signed. You don't even need a selfie. If you have 30 seconds with somebody who means something to you, who changed your life, who made it better, don't waste it with a selfie or an autograph. Tell them what they mean to you. You might be the only person who does. And if I keep going, I'm just going to get angrier and angrier. So I'm just going to say this. Stop stalking people. Leave them alone at their hotels. Leave them alone in their cars. Leave them alone at the airport. Unless they say it's okay to take photos, fine, do it. But if you're going to turn around when they say, let's take a photo because you wanted an autograph and you're just going to turn around and leave, fuck right off and don't go. Leave people the fuck alone unless you have deep love and admiration for them and would settle for a 30-second conversation. Why does this bother me so much? Because I have witnessed it from both sides and it's not cute. It's just not. Your clout chasing is gross. Like, stop. Getting however many likes on your Instagram or your TikTok or whatever because you met somebody who has worked very fucking hard to be in the position that they're in, it really isn't giving you any success. It's not giving you any glory. You're just piggybacking off of somebody else's success and it's somebody that you don't even really care about. Get a job. Touch grass. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what else to say. So I'm going to stop here. If you have any questions about, you know, the tangent that I just went on, you can address them to me over on the podcast Instagram at This Blonde Can Talk or on my personal Instagram, if you know it, where most of you do follow me or most of my listeners do follow me. So I just announced again, to please go follow us on Instagram. We have 4,000 followers. The Instagram is a year old. And on Twitter at A Blonde Who Talks, we just closed in on, I think, 56 or 57,000, which is insane. And I'm very grateful to everyone who's been on this journey with me for like 3, 4, however many years it's been. I don't even know. I'm not good at math and it's late and I'm tired and I want to go to sleep. But yeah, I think I said everything that I've needed to say regarding the topic. And yes, I'm angry at the way people treat people like Kevin, who really just deserve to be treated so humanely and so with so much love, because they are that. Like, Kevin literally radiates love. Anywho, yeah. If you have a comment that you want to, you know, reiterate back to me, feel free to do so. You know where to find me. I've just told you. thank you for listening. If you've listened this far, if you haven't, well, you're not listening, so it doesn't matter. Next episode, I plan on being here with a guest, or maybe guests, plural. We shall see, but I'm very excited about upcoming guests that are booked for the show. Keep in mind that I tried to put out an episode once a week, and that doesn't always work out with other people's schedules. And sometimes I don't even, sometimes I don't put out an episode for like 4 weeks. So it's fine. Can't leave without mentioning my sponsors, starting first with my oldest sponsor. And by oldest, I mean they've been with me the longest, Michael Solberg Family Wines. You can find them at www.michaelsolbergfamilywines.com. God, I have a weird voice. Also, Huxwear. You can find them on Instagram at HUXWEAR. That's the camel toe eliminating, moisture wicking underwear made for women by women, women that I know, women who are wonderful. And last but not least, Snack Conscious, the protein balls that actually taste good. You can find them on Instagram at SnackConcious. And before I go, I cannot leave without saying, if this podcast doesn't make you laugh, and it probably won't this week because it wasn't funny, and you need a good laugh, check out the girls over at All Body, No Brains. That's their Instagram handle. And also the name of their podcast, Chloe Richman and Emily Wilson are fantastic. And that's the podcast that I listen to laugh and to escape the vitriol of my life. No, I'm joking. I have a pretty good life. Yeah. So go check them out. They will make you laugh. And if you don't know who they are, that's even better, because now you're going to be discovering really cool artists. Isn't that like kind of beautiful? I think it is. And if you don't, like, you're depressed, have a goal, as Emil Joachim would say on Saturday Night Live Weekend Update. Anywho, thanks for listening. I'm going to shut up now. But I'll be back very soon. You won't even have time to miss me. Bye.
This is AI generated. Did you really think Kaylee Cuoco had time for this?